Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Bonjour or bonsoir, depending on what time you're listening to the show. And you guessed it, I'm in the city of love, history, beauty and baguettes, Paris. But before we get into that, don't forget, no matter where I am in the world, or what time it is, you can even give me a call right now. Pick up the phone and give me a call on our request line anytime, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Now onto this week's special from Paris. I hunt down the best coffee shop in Paris, run around backstage at the Moulin Rouge and bump into a few Australian dancers. Also find myself a Kiwi with a passion for literature at the famous Shakespeare and Company. Then I take a lesson from Olivier on how to be Parisian in 1 hour, which is a pretty big task considering where I'm born and bred. Speaking of which, this is the latest track from the all-Australian group, the Wolf Brothers.
Kind of night that he'll always remember. A still night on the 2nd of July. Doctor told him about in December. And things got worse as every day went by. When he reached the door, he saw his mama crying. And he knew right then his father's time was near. And all these months that he spent so hard trying, tonight couldn't help but shed a tear. And through the night he stayed there by his father, sitting there beside the old man's bed. And he held his head as he faded away, falling down every word he said. I remember everything I've taught you, and listen to your heart, not to your head. Now close my eyes and lay me to rest, where we were born. What'll happen? I can hear the angels calling from beyond. Now do your best and look after your mother. For her, you're gonna have to keep it strong. Just like my dad and my dear old grandfather. You know this place means the world to me. Hold out your hands, I'm giving you the reins now. No safer hands could they ever be. Oh, I remember everything I've taught you, and listen to your heart, not to your head. Now close my eyes and lay. We'll be right back.
In a quiet back street away from the hustle and bustle of Paris is a delightful oasis of calm and coffee. This place is called Telescope, and my barista was Nicholas, who was kind enough to chat, especially considering he had a shiny new coffee machine just installed. Very impressive. Nicholas, how are you?
I'm good.
We've picked a really special day. Today, you have a brand new coffee machine.
Yeah. That was strange yesterday to remove the old one. I was just like, oh, you've been like in the team for so long. And the fact is, a guy asked for a coffee. I was just like, I'm sorry, we have to turn everything down because we're changing the machine. And he was, what are you going to do with your old machine? I was like, I don't know. He said, can I have it? And it's already sold. But I sold it to a friend and I was very pleased with it.
Oh, friends is good. Yeah. So you know it's got a good home.
Yeah, exactly. Down the street.
So tell me about the beans that you roast, use here. Are they any good?
No, not really. Like a few issues, but they're cheap.
Ah, yes.
Because Gary is like the roaster.
So can you tell me about coffee culture in Paris? Because when I walked in here, I ordered a flat white and you didn't look at me like I was crazy.
That was no problem. You asked for a flat white and you had a cappuccino and that was fantastic. I must say like 70% of the customers are not French. And like among those, I think 30% are Australians.
We have, oh, wow.
I think you're maybe the seventh Australian this morning.
Even though you have such a high percentage of foreigners come through here, as far as the local Paris coffee culture, how is that here compared to the rest of the world?
It's younger. So I think like if you're going to San Francisco, like specialty coffee does exist with like Ritual and Blue Bottle, like it has 10 years old. I think in London, Square Mile is like 8 or 9 year old. You guys are 8 also. So we're just new. Like Telescope's an old coffee place. It's 3 years old. So this is like kind of new. And I think therefore it's up to date. I'd like to see in 5 years how it will go. I hope we'll keep like going and like improving every month, every 6 months. Like what we're doing. We don't set something and leave it the way it is. I don't want in 2017 having some 2012 coffees.
So outside of here, what would a normal Parisian have with their croissant?
Espresso, single shot espresso.
And is there a... Because I noticed traveling through Germany, the typical roast is different from the top to the bottom. Is that similar here in Paris as well?
I think local main coffee shop, generally speaking, which is hard to say, I would say they use darker roasts because it's like flatten out the flavors, flatten out and makes an easier extraction. And I think they're like anyway keeping their coffee for months and months and months, so everything is like so. I think it would be like an old light roast coffee is going to be so aggressive that they don't want. And roasters knows it. As to talk with an industrial roaster in France, they won't answer most of your questions because they have to hide the fact that they know that they are badly roasting average beans to make it easier to extract and like on a safer way.
Well, you know, I've been in Paris about 24 hours and everyone that I've met has been absolutely warm and amazing, and the highlight has been your coffee here at Telescope. Thank you so much, Nicholas.
That's very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's funny, no matter where in the world you are, Aussies will always find the good coffee. Now, speaking of good coffee and Australians, this is Harmony James, Skinny Flat White.
Corner I've been wishing
can say hello to. That's great, but I'd trade for someone I could come on home to. But to you, I'm just a skinny flat.
Pete Dennehy, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You feeling all right?
Yep.
How's your ankle?
Good.
When's your exam?
Dunno.
Have you done much study?
No.
What's on tomorrow?
Dunno.
Are you playing cricket?
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news as well. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments, give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. behindthewheel.com.au, where motoring starts.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome back, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is the Real Country Paris Special. For all things country, head to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, we've all seen the Baz Luhrmann movie with Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman, but before it was further immortalized in film, the Moulin Rouge was and still is one of the most iconic venues in Paris, and was a must-do on my bucket list. I caught up with Miss Jeanette backstage at the Moulin Rouge.
Janet, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, you are such an interesting and amazing and gifted creative person. I mean, starting as a dancer, moving through with just an amazing gift for choreography and being able to position people in ways that was so creative, and now moving through from that into Associate Creative Director for one of the most popular and iconic cabaret reviews in the world. I mean, what a progression.
It's a progression that many would love to do.
Mm.
This kind of show is so particular. And it only takes, we only employ, and it always has done even when I started, particular kind of dancers.
Mm.
Because you have to be tall, you have to be well trained in everything, from classical through ballet, tap, jazz, modern, or everything.
The sets are also fantastic as well.
The sets are great. There's a great deal. It's not very easy here because we're in a very old building.
Mm.
So you see other shows around the world, you know, in China and places, that have all these wonderful special effects and the sea. And, you know, it's easy to put on a spectacular show when you've got all the space and you can do what you want. The challenge is to do the same and be spectacular in an old building with the restrictions that are there.
So how did the Baz Luhrmann film change your world here, apart from purchasing domain names and social media?
I think we've been very lucky because every like 10, 15 years a film has come out that's involved the Moulin, you know, from Shirley MacLaine and Can-Can, that was good, and then the Moulin Rouge film, John Huston, so we've been very lucky. Film always seems to arrive at the right time, and what it's really good for is the younger generation. And I think that's made a big difference because the younger generation, they see the films, you know, and then they social media, and then they come to visit, and then they tell their friends. Whereas without, you know, that kind of, you know, oh, we saw the film, oh, we should go, you know, as seen on TV kind of thing, really, isn't it? And so for us, that's assured the next generation of visitors.
Now, some interesting stats on the Moulin Rouge. Go.
Oh, no. So, no, not the stats. I'm sorry. You don't want the boring things like shift. How many is it? 250,000 bottles of champagne?
How many sequins?
Oh, and I've never counted.
How many do you lose per show? And where do they go?
Too many.
Are they an even or an odd number? This is important stuff.
Far too many sequins lost per show in that first number.
Yes.
And they seem to evaporize into thin air. We do not, unfortunately, have somebody going around collecting them, but I think I might do soon.
Have you checked eBay? Because maybe that's where they turn up, Moulin Rouge sequins.
Maybe. There's a market in that. I know we find some other things on eBay that we'd be surprised about, but yeah.
Live shows and cabaret keep a wonderful array of quirky trades alive.
We are losing the skill set, especially for shoemakers, handmade shoes, and feathers. And if anybody really wants to learn how it's a trade, you can't learn it in school. You've got to come and learn it as an apprentice.
Mm.
One thing that absolutely blew me away was the sense of family at the Moulin Rouge. A real old school theatre family. It was just beautiful and a great show too. Now, while we're talking about theatre, family, great shows, talented performers, well, Melinda Schneider's name comes to mind. And this is her new track, Blue Bayou.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Work until the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
Bye. away, whip crack away. Oh, the Deadwood stage is a-heading on over the hills, where the engine arrows are thicker than porcupine quills. Dangerous land, no time to delay. So, whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. Oh, the Deadwood stage is a-coming on over the crest, like a homing pigeon that's a-hankering after its nest. 23 miles we've covered today. So, whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. The wheels go turning round, homeward bound. Can't you hear them humming? Happy times are coming for to stay. Hey, we'll be home tonight by the light of the silvery moon. Home, I'm fixing to stay. So, whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. Whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. Introducing Henry Miller, just as busy as a fizzy sarsaparilla. Ain't a showman any smarter, operates the golden garter when the cream of Deadwood City comes to dine. And I'm glad to say he's a very good friend of mine. Hi Joe, say, where'd you get them fancy clothes? I know off some fella's laundry line. Hi Bo, well aren't you the faster, and you're flirting with disaster with Bill Hickok's reputation, you malign. And I'm glad to say he's a very good friend of a friend of a man. Oh, my throat's as dry as the days of thistle in May. In the golden garter, gonna wet my whistle today. Last of the bars and three they could throw. Set him up, Joe, set him up, Joe, set him up, Joe.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
So the Moulin Rouge family happens to have quite a few characters and quite a few Aussies too, one of which is principal dancer and Newcastle girl Amanda.
Now, you're in the show tonight.
I am.
That's exciting.
I've done one. I've got another one to go.
Now, to be a dancer in the world-famous Moulin Rouge, that puts you in a really, really small category of human.
It does. It does.
So tell me your story. Are you one of these dancers that has been doing it since birth?
Yes. Yes, I started dancing at the age of 4 and...
Mm-hmm.
29 soon, so it's not stopping anytime soon, hopefully.
And did I hear a Newcastle accent there?
Yes, I'm a Newie girl.
And there's quite a few Australians in
there is,
the
there
cast.
Well, there's a lot of us here. We're probably about 40% of the cast
Wow.
is Australian.
And why is that?
Because the Moulin goes to Australia and auditions for girls every year.
So how long have you been dancing here?
In October it'll be 9 years that I've been here.
And what keeps the passion alive? What really motivates you and excites you about dancing for the Moulin Rouge?
I think it's the place itself that really helps. Having 1,000 people twice a night coming to watch you and applaud, and there's never negative comments about the show. Everyone loves the show, and there's so much history that goes with it, and that's just, it's a really motivating factor want to dance for a company that there's so many people want to come and see.
So where's good to go out in Paris? Where should we go after the show?
After the show? Depends what sort of nightlife you like.
Okay.
Because Paris is a nightlife city.
Okay.
Clubs are open normally at about 11 o'clock at night, and they go till 6, 7 in the morning.
Wow. So a little bit different to Newcastle.
Very, very different.
Absolutely. And your favourite thing about French life?
Would have to be probably the Parisian way. They love to take breaks in their day, and everyone sits in cafes and watches the world go by. And
it seems that arts and quality of life is a priority.
Yep, pretty much.
I think we could all take a leaf out of that book. Thank you so much, Amanda, and I can't wait to see the show tonight.
Hope you enjoy it.
You know, I think it's fair to say Josh Turner really summed it up best. Why don't we just dance? Here it is on Real Country.
Stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut her up.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. Baby, why don't we just dance?
Bouncing off the walls, floating on air,
baby.
Baby,
why don't we just dance?
This is Darius Rucker. Listen to my man Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
I wish you were a cowboy, you run off into a sunset with your red.
Hi, this is Christy Lamb, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
When you said you love me, I know it's just a lie.
Welcome back. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is the Real Country Paris Special. For all things country, go to realcountrymix.com. Now, with a stunning location across the road from Notre Dame and a magic pokiness that incites the curiosity as much as the books that are found within, I found a passionate Kiwi, Octavia, who relocated for the love of reading to show me through and expose some of the stories held within the walls of Shakespeare and Company. So one of the most iconic bookstores in Paris is Shakespeare and Co. And I think one of the things that's most amazing about all bookstores across the world is that book smell. And I'm with Octavia, who happens to be a Kiwi. Octavia, how are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome.
Now, firstly, why Paris?
I have no idea, really. I always thought it was a bit of a cliche to end up here, even more so than heading to London, where most of my friends went. But I turned up and I just fell in love with the place. The thing about Paris, it is exactly how you imagine it's going to be. There's no false pretense. You turn up and it is beautiful, and the streets are wonderful, and the waiters are rude, and the coffee's terrible, but the pastries are wonderful. It's exactly what you want and expected, and I fell in love with it.
Tell me about the bookshop, because it's not like this happened overnight. How long has Shakespeare and Co. been here?
Well, it's a very, very long history. It goes back to, the name itself goes back to another bookshop that was opened by an American named Sylvia Beach just after World War I in Paris. She was a great fan of literature, and so we could go to 1951, and another American named George Whitman moved to Paris, and he opened up a little bookshop which was just downstairs, and he called it Le Mistral. And the thing I love about that name for the bookshop, the first name of our bookshop, is Le Mistral is a type of wind that is very common in the south of France. Mm. And it's a wind that comes from every direction. There's no sort of direct path for it. And there's legends and stories that say that if you have to put up with this wind for more than a few days, you actually go crazy. And George said that he named the bookshop after this wind and after an old lover of his. And so I love that he loved this woman who drove him crazy so much that he would name this place after her.
I find the interesting thing is the bookstores that were struggling and closing were the soulless commercial ones. And I think that that encourages people to be more passionate about their reading and to be more informed about what they're reading.
Absolutely. And it's so important in any sort of shop, but definitely in a bookshop, that you go in and you speak to someone who knows what they're selling.
Yeah.
And quite often, as you said, the big sort of faceless bookshops that were closing down, they were just hiring people to sell books, not to read the books and recommend the books.
Mm.
And here we have pride in the fact that every single person on the team knows their stuff, and they know what they're recommending. And they also know that if they're talking to someone that they're sort of perhaps don't have the same taste in books, then they can direct them to another one of their colleagues. And there's always going to be someone that will find you the book, the next book that you're going to fall in love with.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me and tell me some of the amazing stories within these walls.
You're
thank you
very,
so much.
You're very, very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Shakespeare and Company aren't your run-of-the-mill bookstore. They're full of adventures, treasures, and the history of storytelling. After the interview, I even bumped into one of the editors of the Wall Street Journal, just sitting on a chair in the corner, soaking it all up. It's that sort of magic place. When I talk about real, honest, and connected in music, Jess Holland's track, This Old Guitar, comes to mind.
This here old guitar, bought when I was 10, for 30-something dollars from a thrift store pen. It ain't exactly pretty, don't sound like yours, but this here old guitar fought me a lot of wars. I took it home to mama, sure what I bought. This hero guitar never gave her a second thought. I play those strings as best I could, I practice every day. And this hero guitar, well, it helped me all the way. Well, I've had folks come and go, and days they've done the same. This hero guitar of mine stayed right here where it should. And this hero guitar wouldn't leave me if it could. I took it to a fixer man to make it really shine. And this hero guitar repaid me with dimes. Well, it came with me rambling, headed north when I left home. This hero guitar stuck by me where I roam. Well, I've had folks come and go, and days they've done the same. This hero guitar might stay right here where it should. And this hero guitar wouldn't leave me if it could. Nowadays it's a laying out of sight, out of mind. And this hero guitar, it's never hard to find. If I get to what I'm needing, not liking what's been dealt, well, this hero guitar will be back up off the shelf. Well, I've had folks come and go, and days they've done the same. This hero guitar might stay right here where it should. This hero guitar wouldn't leave me if it could. Well, folks, they've come and gone. This hero guitar might stay right here where it should. This hero guitar wouldn't leave me if it could.
After the break, I speak to Olivier, who helps educate me on being a Parisian. And we hear something new from Zac Brown and a track from Casey Chambers, all up right after this on the Real Country Paris special. Now I can carry
the world on my shoulders. Hey, this is Peter McWhirter, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too. Plus amusement. Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Paris special. For all things country, head to realcountrymix.com. Now, I just love the musicianship, work ethic, and passion for his country that Zac Brown has, and his musical evolution continues with his latest album, Jekyll and Hyde, which is filled with an eclectic mix of styles and tunes, all of which I love. And here is the country-flavored track from the album, Wildfire. This is new for Zac Brown.
Ain't nothing about loving me is gonna be easy.
than the kind who would ever play safe. If you wanna come along, then you best believe me. I'm making you a promise that I'm never gonna break. Got you burning like a wildfire, baby. Running out of control. Think you're walking on a highway crazy. Don't get down there low. It's gonna get a little too far out there. Just you wait and see. Love you like a wildfire. Come swimming in the flames with me. It'll be the best part of a romance novel. Writing our story, mama, line by line. See how it might feel like trouble. Staring down the barrel of a heart like mine. And get you burning like a wildfire, baby. Running out of control. Take you walking on a high line crazy. Don't get down too low. It's gonna get a little too far out there. Just you wait and see. Love you like a wildfire. Come swimming in the flames with me. Take you walking on a highway crazy. No net down below. It's gonna get a little too far out there. Just you wait and see. Love you like a wildfire. Wildfire. Come swimming in the flames with me.
On the back of his 1,000th show celebrations, Olivier Giraud, who is a writer, director, and actor in his own hugely successful one-man show in English, How to Be Parisian in 1 Hour. It provided me with a side-splitting education on the cultures and customs of Paris and its people. I was lucky enough to catch up with him for a chat. How are you, Olivier?
Great.
So tell me the story behind your show.
I lived in America for nearly 5 years. And when I was there, I was working in a restaurant industry. Mm-hmm. And then my customer told me, I want to discover Paris, but I think they are not very nice. They don't like tourists and everything. So I tried to give them some advices about Paris, about Parisians. And then I decided to create a show and write a show, How to Become Parisian in 1 Hour, to help everybody. It can be the tourist, the expat, and people living around Paris to know how to become Parisian. I'm from Bordeaux, the southwest of France, and there it's very easy life and quiet, relaxing. And then when I arrived in Paris, I was very shocked.
Yeah.
And I felt this city like very like stressful, and people were very arrogant. And that's why I decided as well to create a show to explain how to survive in the Parisian jungle when you're from outside Paris.
So, and then if we compare that to Paris, how does hospitality and the psyche of people, how does it all change?
The thing is, in Paris, if you go to a high class restaurant, you will have a great service. If you have money, for sure you will have kind of good service. But like a regular restaurant, most of the time the waiters are rude. They don't have time to talk to you. They don't care about your life. If you're a tourist, you don't speak French. I mean, you have to speak French. They don't have to speak English. But now I think it's changing a little bit. People try to learn English a bit more. And because since like a few years, we are the worst country in the world for the tourists, because we are not very nice. But I think we try to get better.
So what are the three? Give me three tips, three things.
Three tips.
To fit in here.
First of all, in a metro, When you have a pregnant woman, like she wants your seat, just don't give it to her. Because it's not your fault. I mean, if she's pregnant.
Yeah, she chose to be pregnant.
Yeah. You play, now you pay. Then it can be in a taxi. Mm-hmm. For example, if the taxi driver takes another direction that you wanted, you just get crazy and you never give at least 1 cent. I mean, even if it's $9.90 and you have to pay 10, you ask for your change.
Yeah.
We don't give tip in Paris. Number three, about perhaps sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm interested.
Yeah, I mean, it can be in another country, like in Mexico, for example, when a girl fake an orgasm, I mean, she's real. In Paris, that you don't care. I mean, the girls don't really care. They can even watch the time and send a text message. They don't really care.
Wow, that's a lot of work to do in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Send a text message. Predictive text always makes it tough. Yeah, it's terrible. The show's been going so well. You celebrated 1,000.
Yeah.
1,000 shows. Now, that really said...
Half a million people came to the show already. And I've started in 2009. Yeah.
That's good. And considering that when you first started and you had the idea for this... there wasn't a huge amount of support. No one thought it would work.
Yeah, at the beginning it was a nightmare because all the theater owners in Paris told me, I mean, you want to do a show in English in Paris. I mean, that's stupid. So I was very close to forget about it. Yeah, they're right. What a stupid idea. And then I really wanted to play at least once, so I created my own company. And I called it La French Arrogance Production for all these people. So, and then I started the show once, it was full after 2 weeks, like incredible, and then I'm still playing since 2009.
Yeah. Well, it's an absolutely amazing show, and we're going to enjoy it tonight, and a wonderful concept as well. Thank you so much, Olivier.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
God is real. Does he breathe or does he feel? Does he mind when I'm angry? Does he even notice me? I don't know if God is true. Is he me or is he you? Does he hear the words I say? I think I'll ask him anyway. So please, God, I know you're so busy and it seems odd and must make you dizzy when everybody just wants a little piece, a little piece of you. So please, Lord, I promise I'm not asking for the whole world, just a little favor for a lost girl who wants to believe in some. Something, anything at all. I don't know if God is here. Is he far or is he near? Did he bring the flash and the flood? Bring the one I love. I don't know if God's alive. Is he truth or is he lies? Does he hear what I say? Think I'll ask him anyway. So please, God, I know you're so busy and it seems all must make you dizzy when everybody a little piece, a little piece of you. So please, Lord, I promise I'm not asking for those.
I get to ask you, the line's fallen on to, but God, when you're lost, you get to pray to please God. I know you're so busy and it seems odd, must make you dizzy when everybody just wants a little piece, a little piece, a little piece of you. So please, Lord, I promise I'm not asking for the whole world, just a little favor for a lost girl who wants to believe in something, 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 something.
Well, that's your lot for the week, and feel free to continue the country conversation with me on social media. Facebook.com/RealCountry, and you can hunt us down on Twitter at RealCountryMix. I've also got an array of photos on my Instagram account too, so if you're keen, check out BenSorensen1, that is Ben Sorensen, and the numeral 1 on Instagram. Or, if that's too much, all the links are available at RealCountryMix.com, including the podcast of this show, which is available and free, plus our bonus content too. That's all at RealCountryMix.com. A huge thank you to all of my guests this week and to Real Country's international field producer, Tanya Strawn. Now, Paris is the last of my specials or travel specials for a bit. It's a very big world out there, and exploring it provides endless stories, laughter, challenges, and new friends. Whether you travel through your own country or abroad, travel changes you. It opens your eyes and connects you to the energy of life. Every country I visited, I loved, and I would visit again, and all for different reasons that I never could have imagined before I left. All I can say is, go forth into the world, discovering and experiencing all you can. I'm back in the studio next week, so until then, make sure you stay tuned to the same station, when next week I'll be bringing you a whole heap more real country from the beautiful country I still call home, Australia. I'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.